dice da te mo.
WNGR.
Tom, well, not morning anymore. It's afternoon now. Good afternoon, Tom. How are you?
I think all the time. It happens when you're retired. It's always the weekend. Oh, doing fine. I'm just sitting here having a little glass of milk and a French cookie and looking at the computer and watching In the Heat of the Night, one of the modern shows, you know.
Heard of, but there's a lot of good ones on there. A lot of those good modern shows to go back to, to revisit. We do that from time to time, too. That's a lot of fun. Amy likes SVU or CSI or, I don't know, there's NCIS. They're all good.
In the Heat of the Night, what's the name of that guy, Bernice, that's the chief of police? Didn't he used to be Archie? Yeah. He used to be Archie on that show in the old days. But he's the chief of police on this In the Heat of the Night.
Carol O'Connor, All in the Family, KB2HXS.
Smart Alec. Youth. Bah humbug. Good afternoon, Dave.
Yeah, Archie Bunker. With Meathead for a son-in-law. That was actually smarter than Archie. Anyway, that was a good one, too. I used to like that. And Sanford and Son, I think I watched every Sanford and Son there ever was. So those were some good, what do they call those? Oh, I forgot the name of them. But anyway, those were good. At Gilligan's Island, I used to watch that when I'd get home from school. That was a long time ago. W4DJW. Go ahead, David.
Well, listen to you guys talk. I'm cleaning up my radio room today, and we got the grandkids while their parents go out to a Christmas party. So I heard you in there, and I just had to get my 2 cents in. I watched all those shows growing up, too. You know, Archie and All in the Family and, you know, all them good shows. Go ahead, Tom. KB2HXS.
Well, we got something in common. I like Sanford and Son. I still watch him sometimes. If I'm trying to go to sleep at night, I'll turn something on and sit in the bed and watch it. They're still on a lot over the air. Archie, well, I can take some of it, but it's kind of funny. I don't think Meathead ever did win him over, though, Dave. I mean, yeah, I got two Daves here. Go ahead, DJW.
An actor. Both of them were really good actors. Because you could, what Amy will do to me nowadays is she'll say, we'll be watching something like that, and she'll say, they're not me the rest of the show. But back then, they could really play the part a lot better than they're able to now. Well, man, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm more skeptical than I used to be. I used to just fall for it and fall right into it and go along with it. But not so much anymore. Now that I've got an in-house critic that tells me they're either good actors or they're not good actors. Are you going to stay in the loop, Dave? W4DJW.
I'm just going to pass his last comment, and I'm going to go back and clean my room. I don't know if you gentlemen are old enough to remember, but there was a movie called Kelly's Heroes. I think it was circa 1970, thereabouts. A lot of those actors were in that movie. Love that movie. Carol O'Connor was I think he was a general in there. But, gentlemen, you carry on without me, sirs, whatever. I'm going to listen out from a distance. I got to clean my room. KB2HX says to be listening from a distance.
Nice to hear you, Dave. Jump in there anytime. Carol O'Connor, he got his point across about, you know, racism being bad by being a racist on there. So I think that did a lot of good. And Sanford, I don't know. it was just pretty fun to watch. I liked, what Edith Heath was on Archie Bunker, but it was his aunt that would come over. and they'd always get in a fight, you know, because he didn't salt her the second she got in the door with her Bible.
He was talking about Kelly's Heroes. I remember Hogan's Heroes. I don't remember Kelly's Heroes, but I remember Hogan's Heroes, and that was pretty good. And then the ones where they flew the, what was that airplane? Bearcat? I think they flew a Bearcat, or the one that was came out right before the Bearcat. I can't remember which one it was. I think you named that one the other day. Yeah, and Archie was really good at showing the bad side of racism. He was very good at showing, and that's that. You know, when you're not a racist, that can be hard to do. If you're racist, that comes to you pretty naturally. And I don't think he is. So I think that was really hard for him. It would be hard for me to do that.
You're quite right. But Kelly Shears was a war movie, and then The Dirty Dozen was one of my favorites. You know, years later, what really touched home, well, it might have not even been later, I'd seen that movie, but I was standing over a grate in one of the Philippine National Cemeteries, and there was a white cross above it. And under that cross, in those dungeons, like appeared in The Dirty Dozen, was Americans and Filipinos, which were, Filipinos were great patriots for us. And there were 600 of them in there, and they poured gasoline down in there in the dungeons and dropped hand grenades down in there. And that's about what happened in The Dirty Dozen, except it was Nazi generals that were in the caves down below this castle, you know.
Dirty Dozen, but I think it came out before I really knew what was going on. And then I probably saw reruns of it later, but never really figured out. I never knew the whole gist of what it was that was going on. But Cool Hand Luke, I knew what was going on with Cool Hand Luke. You remember that? Shaking the bushes, Paul, shaking the bushes.
I like his example of never give up. And I got a picture down the basement, and it has a stork, and in its closet, it has a frog in it, I think. I'd have to go down there and look at it. But it's above one of my chill boxes, and he's got his claws wrapped around that frog's neck, and the saying beside it was, never give up. And that's what Paul Newman really showed during that show. And what we got here is a failure to communicate.
Yeah, that was really good. I enjoyed that one. Looks like I'm going to be here a while going through KFC, and it looks like there is a rather, well, it wraps around the building, so it's kind of a long line.
We've had a couple of bad experiences there because they turn over their clientele so much. They used to have some really nice people in there, and we'd go up there about once every 2 or 3 weeks and go inside and eat. And now, used to be if you went down there about 2:30 a day, that's about the time that the extra crispy chicken would come out of the cookers back there. Some of them's pressure cooked, some of them's fried, I don't know. But our daughter Amy used to work at one of them when she was going to college up there in Kansas, and she worked for them for a long time. But now you go down there about that same time, and all they got is chicken that's been sitting up there under the heaters from noon hour, you know. They're not infrared lights. They're just in a heated oven-like thing. And it just isn't as good as when it comes out of those cookers piping hot.
But if you wait till after church lets out, that's when it is difficult. That makes it difficult to, because they tend to want to wrap around from the cars. If you go through the drive-thru, the cars want to wrap around from the road instead of wrapping around the building. And then you got to people parking, going in the out, and the people trying to get out can't get out because you got people coming in the out. So it is kind of frustrating there. I like the way, what is that other one, Chick-fil-A? But they do, to their credit, they do have people out there showing people how to move their cars around. and they keep the flow going really, really good, too. I just don't like the food anymore. It's just, food was good at one point in time, but just it's just not good to me anymore. KFC, on the other hand, I have never worn that out like I did Pizza Hut and Little Rebel.
Yes, I really love their extra crispy. We get a number 8, which you get 2 thighs and a leg, I think it is, and mashed potatoes and gravy and coleslaw. But like I said, it's been great for years, and I hope they get back on track. I actually wrote a letter to them the last time because it was pretty pitiful. I got some and brought it home. But that's been several months ago. Like I said, they turn over clientele. Chick-fil-A, I don't even like to go near that intersection. If I got to go to Home Depot or a UPS store or anything, it's really, really bad backing up down Wade Hampton. I think they'd have been better off relocating that. But they do have really fast service, and they try to keep moving along, like you're saying. If you go inside, it couldn't be any nicer. They're great people. But that entrance there is not good. And then I saw one as I was coming home the other day. After you come out of there, you know how you go up the corner by Wendy's? And I was going to, I usually turn left and go down the other side of Lowe's and then come the back way. Rather than go up to the intersection of 101, it's usually jammed up at certain times of the day. And sure enough, there was a wreck about 3 car lengths ahead of me, and one of them was coming out of the Kentucky Fried Chicken direction, and the other one was going west, and a big truck clobbered it right in the nose. Luckily, I had a person finally let me change lanes and get over, but you know how that works out.
The same thing. Instead of traveling up and down Wade Hampton on the road that KFC and Home Depot are on, I travel that road behind all of them to go in and out of all the shops. And then when I'm ready to go home, I just go all the way down to Suva Road. Sometimes that red light can be long, and once in a while I'll risk going to one of those roads that doesn't have a red light and being able to get out quicker than the red light. Sometimes that pays off, and sometimes it doesn't. W4DJW.
And from the south, like if we've been down to, there's an urgent care down there, and then the high school's down there. If we had to go down there for the grandkids or something, when you come back to Wade Hampton going north, and you get in that left-hand lane to turn to the west, boy, that light is so fast, you don't let about 5 or 6 cars get across there.
Anybody that's looking at their phone, boy, that can be frustrating, because they're just wasting green light, very precious, very little precious green light. They're wasting it because they're looking at their phone, and then you blow the horn at them, and then they get mad.
I usually do. You're liable to get shot nowadays, but the other one is when you come from our house, and of course we go up 101, and when you get to Locust Hill Road there at the Peach Farm, and you want to turn left, and they're sitting there with their dang cell phones and make you miss the light, it just makes your blood boil.
Patience with people like that, but better than getting shot. Better to have patience than to get shot, because these days you don't know who's carrying what. I was right coming around, what is the name of that church, Faith Baptist Church? I think it's Fairview Baptist Church, where they built the new one. And you know that road that comes up from Lowe's, and if I quit talking in the middle of my portion of the queue, so it's because my window came available. I'm second in line to the car in front of me. But there was a guy that was hauling a trailer. He was coming out that road that goes down to Lowe's right there in that bend at the water tower at Fairview. And he pulled out and stopped. And I'm going 35 miles an hour. And he pulled out in front of me like he didn't give me but like four car lengths to get stopped. And I almost had to slide sideways to keep from hitting his trailer. Because when he pulled out and crossed over, he stopped. And he left his trailer in my lane, blocking it completely. And I turned around and looked at him, and he was already getting out of his car. His truck. He was already getting out of his truck. And I didn't look to see if he had a gun or not. I just went around the back of his trailer, got out of my lane, went down the side of the road, and come back up on the other side of the road down the trailer. But that's how, that's the people that walk among us these days.
Goodness. Yeah, it's crazy out there. Well, a new low this morning, I was watching cops on patrol day. And this car come into a cul-de-sac, like down by your place, and looked like a Lexus or Infiniti or something. And they slowed way down, and they had one of these huge Santa Clauses in front of this house, and it filled up with air, and they shot it with a pistol. Now, that's a new low.
Not a real one, but I think I saw something like that before. I saw it. They showed the video to the cop when they showed it deflating. Is that the same one?
Them do that, but they sure shot that thing, made like a 11-inch patched hole. They patched it up and got it back up. But my God, what if that bullet would have went into the house?
People don't think about, and then, no, then they wind up having the rest of their life in prison to think about it. Yeah, it's bad. It really, in the end, costs two lives for some stupid mistake like that.
Yeah, that kind of makes you think whether you want to carry a gun or not carry a gun, because you make one mistake and it'll destroy your life.
That's absolutely true. I used to not carry mine because I was crossing the state line between South Carolina and North Carolina every day. And I couldn't remember, did I have to take it out and put it on my seat when I went into North Carolina, or did I have to do that when I came back into South Carolina? One of the two, it has to be out and visible. The other one, it can't be visible. Their laws were exactly the opposite. That's a lot of thinking that went into those laws.
You're right. North Carolina, you can set it up on the dashboard and probably pop the clip out, and the police officer would feel a lot better about it. I know one of my ham radio friends did that one time when he got stopped up in North Carolina. But if it's out in the open, that's fine. Down here, it has to be in a lock thing like your center console or glove box.
I forget one time. Something happened like that, and I do it the wrong way, and I'd be the one they'd want to make an example out of. So I didn't keep it with me for a long, long time for that specific reason.
Well, I have a lot of very, very fine friends that are, you know, business people, and you'd just be surprised at how many of them have concealed carry on them. And I don't care, they're welcome here, but it's just surprising to me how many have got that. And I don't have one, and I'm not going to get one. But if it comes to that, well, I'll move.
My bankers are bean counters, and they wouldn't do something like that. But I know a lot of bankers, and I don't know a single one that doesn't conceal carry. Not a single one. You'd think that they wouldn't. You'd think, oh, those kind of people don't do that. But they are, because they're bankers. You got to get in trouble if you don't. I don't know what's going on. This car in front of me has been here for a long time, not moving. So it could move at any time. N0TR, W4DJW.
N0TR. Well, if I worked at one of those convenience stores, I don't see why they won't allow them to have one, because those guys come in there, they're violent, man, and you should have a way to protect yourself, but they should be well trained. And to me, 8 hours of training to get a concealed carry, after I've been around weapons for over 50 years, 8 hours just ain't enough. And no matter if you're guilty or not, you shoot somebody, it's going to change your life.
that is a lot to think about. And the one, the training classes that I went through, both of them, they told you that. You're responsible for wherever that goes, no matter how it got there, no matter what the circumstances are, you are responsible for where that bullet stops. And bottom line, right? So think about it. Think about it before you squeeze that trigger.
Well, look what they did up there, that, I think his name was Bragg, to that United States Marine in New York, when this guy was threatening to kill people, and he took him down. I guess the guy later died. I never read the story on it exactly. But they tried to get him for murder, even for protecting the other people on the subway. What if our country has descended to? I don't understand that. Used to be, if you beat the crap out of him, you'd be okay. Not now.
I'll be back in a little bit in 0TR W4DJW.